Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits.
You're going to do what to us?
I'm mesmerized by that big airplane that I can see in the sky. I've never seen it before. Look, have you seen them like do that? Just flying? It must be a test drive.
Oh, yeah.
From Boeing.
A test drive. Yes, it's a test drive of the plane in the air.
I'm looking at Seattle. I-90-405, and there's a plane.
No, that's quite common for the Seattle area. You know, there's an airport just right over there. So
what do you know?
It's called SeaTac. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have. I don't go there. I don't like it, but it's all good.
Nah, they do that.
Well, we made it. It's a two-hour drive. It was an exciting drive. We got to talk a lot, and we listened to the show before Conscious Talk, or the ladies' hour.
It was Conscious Talk, yeah, with Diana Clark.
That was
really
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. So this morning, I first of all want to bring up who's my guest next week is Angie Peacock. She's been on the show twice. She's a vet who is doing amazing things. She's involved in a lot of anti-pharmaceutical stuff. She's off all of her meds. She's helping vets all over the country and doing amazing work. And the blessing is, and I didn't mean this to happen, but Medicating Normal, the movie that she's in, is showing Tuesday at Seattle University. That's 6:30, November 19th, 6:30 at night. I was going to go. I found out in Hawaii that the movie was playing, and then she just told me yesterday that she's coming along for the ride. So I'm really excited. I get to meet her in person and have her on the show Friday. I invite you to check out the Medicating Normal page. Like it, and it's very informational, gives you some great information on, you know, basically how to taper off, how to maybe not take the meds, and there's other things you could do for anxiety. So it's a really amazing page. Please like that. And Angie Peacock, you can like her on Facebook. If you'd like to go, you could reach out to me, Dina Marie, on Facebook, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and I'll get you some tickets. All right, then. Well, this is a very spontaneous, amazing show we're going to have. Joining me this morning is Mr. Van Conner.
Hello, Dina. Thanks for having me yet again.
We're on our way to Leavenworth.
Correct.
And just decided to swing on by the studio.
We just came by. Laura's stuck in traffic, and here we are. It's so fun to just do the right thing and go with the flow.
Yeah.
I-90. And then we're going to Scalitu Retreat to stay with a friend of mine. And I mentored her since she was 16. Now she owns Scalitu Retreat in
Up by Winthrop,
Carlton, Washington. I just feel, and we're going to stop by Leavenworth and meet another young lady, Maggie Messler. And she was mentored from me in Snohomish, bless her beautiful heart, and she just tried out for the American Idol. And it's just amazing to watch these kids blossom and bloom after spending about an hour once a week with them after school in Snohomish at a coffee spot. And it was called Wired and Plugged, and a lot of musicians came out of that. They're still playing music, and of course, you know, I have them on my show, and I support all that. And Van Conner, you are a musician.
That's right, and I'm bringing my guitar today to head over there, and going to swing through Ellensburg, where I grew up, and a lot of music history there. I noticed that there's an article in one of the big newspapers about that had some pictures of us when I was in the band Screaming Trees, and people were talking about it online because Mudhoney is playing Yakima, and apparently they hadn't played there forever. And so everybody was going down memory lane. Remember when Screaming Trees played there? And, you know.
Remember when Less is More with music and how amazing that was?
Yes. Well, and now it's kind of come back to that, I think. Just like a lot of things is people want to see music made by the people from start to end. Instead of going through a big corporation, and you don't have to anymore.
So. It's more organic.
Correct.
And intimate.
And intimate, yeah. And you get to meet the people. So some of the bands that was playing with you in Ellensburg.
Oh, Ellensburg. In Ellensburg, well, we had our little scene there, but we had Screaming Trees. A lot of the bands from back then weren't really known, but we had people coming through. We had national acts even swing by. We had at the library there's a place called Hal Holmes Center, which is a little kind of, everybody has one in their town, you know, like a Elks Lodge or whatever, that has a little place where you can have shows, and we just put on shows and people start coming. Bands like Mudhoney, Nirvana, the Melvins, I think, came through. I can't remember. Then there was local bands like King Crab. They toured Europe and did a record. There just was all sorts of people. Steve Fisk, who now I think he's still in charge of the music at Experience Music Project. you know, a lot of people came out of there. And I noticed that Mark Pickerel, the old drummer from Screaming Trees, who still plays all the time, he's part of music, the airport.
Gigs for You.
Gigs for You. He's part of that.
SeaTac Airport, speaking of.
Correct. And I did notice, speaking of music at SeaTac Airport, that Duff McKagan is the voice of of security or whatever, who comes on and says, "Hey, this is Duff."
I start laughing.
Dude. I'm surprised he didn't say, "Dude, it's Duff." But he says, you know, pick up your junk and don't leave it laying around. And it's the guitar player for Guns N' Roses telling you that, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, this is the time of year that I really want to educate people on buying stuff. So I started 10 years ago doing experiences. So instead of buying, you know, plastic toys from someplace we have no idea where they're coming from, buying experience. And I think music is the huge, like taking your kids to a concert or a local musician buying CDs and actually, or even having them to your house for the holidays and playing in your home, that type of stuff. Also, making sure that you buy the gift of health is one thing I do. You can buy massages. You can buy trips, places, retreats, of course, classes. But in the end, think twice before buying material stuff.
Right.
And so over the last couple years, what did I help you do, Van Conner?
Well, the last few years, I lived in probably close to a 3,000 square foot house, and I was a collector of things. Shopping at Goodwill, yard sales, all that stuff, which started because of my music stuff. I'd always be looking for old gear and stuff like that. But then I became very entrenched in the world of collectibles. Filled up room after room at my house, kept adding on to the house, more rooms. Not necessarily hoarding, but an outsider may believe, with my music gear maybe. But that's tools of the trade. And records. I know.
So when you moved out, where did all that stuff go?
That stuff had to go to two or more storage units.
Two or more storage units.
I mean, my cars became a storage unit. The truck became a storage unit. I mean, everything. It was so much stuff. So I moved to Marysville, and I had a house that was packed with stuff again, and I still had two storage units, a smaller place. And then over the next year or two, I moved around, lived a lot of different places, did a lot of things. And I realized towards the end of it, and now when I look back on it, I mean, I didn't touch most of that stuff for those 2 years. I mean, I missed it. There was a few things at the front of the storage unit, like a guitar here or some records or this or that, a few little, probably like 4 feet of space.
I'd say camping gear.
Camping was the most used. But now I'm writing down in front of me, you know, I really have a lot more stuff I can get rid of. And I live in a 2-bedroom little place, probably about 800 square feet or something. And I've gotten rid of so much. I got rid of my storage units. I just have everything in that house. Now I still have so much stuff I haven't touched, but there's things now that you don't need to have in your house. Books. You don't need all those books. I think I'm going to pick about 10, 15 books. I used to have hundreds of books. Records. I used to have over 1,000 records. I think I'm down to about 500.
Yeah.
Those are hard. I don't know if I'm going to get rid of those.
Well, you said the three things that are hard for you to get rid of. Tools.
Tools, collectibles. There's four. Tools, collectibles, music gear, and keepsakes, like my mom's stuff from when she passed away, family. We found my little onesie from when I was born. It was in my mom's stuff. I got about, family photo albums from like turn of the century, where they just start. I have those little tin foil, or they're made out of tin pictures. I mean, my family has all these pictures. I don't really know. I was just thinking as you were talking, maybe I could just pick a box, one box, okay, this really is important to me, put it in the box. Then take the rest and just give it to my family members and say, here. And if they don't want it, it's up to them to throw away.
Right? And the first time we went through your storage unit, it was painful. I mean, just to get rid of anything.
It was painful in more ways than one. Because the last, you know, 5 years, so I went through major life changes that were, it's a lot of more negative. And I was looking at things from my former life that I was mourning. And that makes it really hard. I think people don't talk about that. You see these magazine articles like, get rid of all your clutter. It's like, it's not that easy. It actually can be very detrimental to your health while you're doing it. Afterwards, you have the big
aha moment.
Yeah.
It's grieving, and grieving is a process.
Right. You helped me. I remember I had to take you with me basically to my storage unit, and I'd be like a mess, like mentally damaged, maybe crying. I mean, just like looking at, what do I do? You feel overwhelmed. But once that stuff, like now I'm down to the house. But now I'm excited just looking at this list I just wrote. I'm like, wow, maybe I get down even more. And then guess what? Footloose and fancy free.
Like Dina Marie.
That's right. Then I can move. Like my house is going to month here real soon. And you know what? If we were just talking about that, if I want to move here, get a new job, do that. And as soon as Bernie gets elected, then we'll have health care.
We have stickers on our cards. Scary.
Yeah.
Anyways, but the word freedom and what I've learned over many years and losing my stuff and processing things that remind me of my former life or people, places, and activities that maybe at one point lifted my spirits or didn't. But those memories can kind of, I say, kick your butt when you're just walking around your own house. You can see things. If you have stuff that does not feel good and you're still holding on to it, triggers you all day long, just like listening to a song from your past.
Well, I have a question for you. What do you think it is? Like, I just pictured at my house right now, there's a picture of a knight on the wall, like a knight in shining armor. And you had mentioned something about that picture brought back some bad memories. Now, we don't have to talk about what those memories are, but I'm just wondering why. What is it about me that I just like that picture so much? I bought it for probably $1 at a yard sale 7 or 8 years ago, and it's been hanging on my wall, and I know it irritates you. And to me, it's just like kind of like, oh, that's neat, but it really tears me up to let it go.
I say knights are like hitmen for the king. That's why they,
yeah.
That's not really knight in shining armor anymore. They're
right.
Hitmen, but that's what I see when I see it. And you, you have to go back. Here's my hypnotherapy counseling 7 or 8 years ago. Were you in a good place?
I think when I got that, it was more like a find. See, when you're into collectibles, you're like, wow, that's from the 70s. And that's like, I had one when I was little. My dad had that picture on the wall, that kind of thing. However, I'm just wondering what it is mentally that, why hold on to things? Why is the big deal? Why can't I just throw that away? It's just a piece of wood that costs $1.
I don't know. That's the part. All I know is the less stuff I have, the less stuff I need, the less stuff I buy, the more freedom I have. And again, I just moved out of my place. So I even have less stuff than I've ever had. And it was still, I was kind of grumpy for 2 weeks. I was really traumatized by going through my stuff again. So I think what we're going to do is talk after the break a little bit more about less is more and bring on Laura. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
So are you interested in green building, energy efficiency, and sustainable practices? The Northwest Eco Building Guild is a 501c3 community of builders, designers, suppliers, and homeowners concerned with ecological building in the Pacific Northwest. The Guild empowers people through educational activities, classes, and events through the year. To learn more on how to go solar, conserve water, lower your energy bills, and create a healthy home environment, visit ecobuilding.org/Seattle today.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and that is off our album called Coming Back Again. So during Van's getting less is more, going through his stuff, grieving, I actually grieved a little bit too because I'd been divorced and I didn't really process as much as I thought I had. But watching you go through that, we did some healing. And then you had your daughter over one day in the middle of our less is more, getting rid of stuff. And we wrote that song about the stuff that weighs us down.
Right. Yeah, we... And that was, I think, right after I first moved all my stuff into storage units. And I had so much stuff, it was weighing me down. And for whatever reason, that song just reminded me that I'm trying to put together a new band. And if anybody knows me on Camino Island, give me a call. I'm on Facebook, Van Connor, or vanpconnor@gmail.com.
Shout out for a drummer. Anybody want to play music?
Drummer. Of course, the first 20 probably won't make.
But it goes back to you going through your stuff and then watching me with no stuff and kind of wondering, I guess maybe a lot of people are out there like right now thinking they have way too much stuff and they want to downsize. And I always say the first thing to do is just get a brown paper bag, go through your house and pick up something, say, what is this and why have I carried it around for so many years? Put it in the bag, take it to one of those little drop-off things, close again. Don't look. Just grab it out of the closet and throw it in a bag because everyone has way too many clothes. I mean, I've been living out of a suitcase. It works. It really does. Less thought into what you have to wear that day.
Do you think that we need to get in touch with why is it so hard to throw things away? Why? I mean, until, 20 years ago or so, just think of how few storage units you saw around. Now it's such a huge business just to have all these storage units and just put stuff in them. And I don't know, what do you think it is about society today versus 20, 30 years ago that makes people hold on to things?
Mad Men, corporate, advertising. You are not good enough unless you buy stuff. You're not the best house. You don't have the best lawn. I mean, I was there where I went out and I bought stuff. I was talking about Christmas, 12 gifts for each kid that had to be exactly the same price. Ridiculous. It was totally ridiculous, but you can... I was talking to someone about relationships. When we were growing up, you saw perfect relationships on the television. We know for a fact that it's not like that. Reality is not what we're seeing on television. So I guess the more I step away from TV and the more I'm in nature, which is what Legacy Agreeing is all about, is getting in touch with what we came here to do. And that's why we're going to Scalitude. When you go to Scalitude Retreat, they're sustainable. They're off the grid. It will rock your world to understand there's a whole nother way of living. And in the studio with us is Laura Elfline. And that's what you've been doing the third Fridays on. Is it's basically the Green Builders. There's so many more opportunities to do less is more.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing me in, Dina. Marie, this is Laura Elfline. I'm owner of Mighty House Construction and Mighty Energy Solutions, a sustainable remodeling company, and a company, Mighty Energy is a company that sells infrared heating. And so less is definitely more. We are always advocating for that every day, all hours of the day, more hours than I probably should. That's also a part of the Northwest Eco Building Guild, the organization that I'm deeply involved with and focusing on educating around how to do that with your home itself. The structure of what you're living in. So we've been talking a lot about the stuff we bring into our homes, but a lot of times with the Northwest Eco Building Guild, we're talking about the home itself, how to use less energy, how to have less toxins in your home, how to do less of lots of different things, maybe not even do more square footage, keep your square footage where it is, just use their space more effectively and more efficiently.
And you know, a smaller home brings your family closer together. Isn't that what the holidays are about?
For good and bad, right?
Well, for good.
I've been lamenting a lot recently as my daughters are now 13-year-olds and their bedrooms are right across the hall from us, our bedroom, and we have an open concept in the rest of the house. And I'm realizing we have no privacy. They go to bed after us. There's no time in our home where my husband and I can just be us alone.
And that's
because we have a small home, and it works 85% of the time, and that 15% of the time that we want some privacy and just to be by ourselves, it's really hard sometimes.
I like that, though, because I had that no door close. And it is frustrating, and you're right, you get exhausted because you're never really sleeping. But in the end, I always knew what my kids were up to. And what mm-hmm. happens in a big home, kids get lost. I mean, they really do get lost. The doors start to close, and pretty soon you have no idea what they're doing. And it's convenient because you're so busy, you don't have time anyways. And so, I don't know if it was in Alaska, but there was a group where their houses are so small that they have to spend more time outside. Mm. And then what happens? If you're outside with Mother Nature and you guys are probably working in a garden or something, your life is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Absolutely.
What I love to promote.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's a little harder when you live in the city. Then you sometimes worry about your kids being out past certain hours without older folks around to keep witness and...
It's true.
Definitely where I grew up, we could just be outside for sure.
We were saying the other day, we don't see any kids outside anymore. And that's kind of heartbreaking. But getting back to the less is more, it's just before you move forward this year, stop. Think about the stuff you really need. Maybe purchase less or buy yourself an experience. And again, how much storage do you want to keep? How about the price of that storage, Van?
Oh, it's crazy. I probably spent last year, I think it was like $15,000 on storage. $15,000. That's a car.
That's four trips to Hawaii plus another one.
Isn't that crazy? And you don't notice it because it's like, is it $15,000? No, that can't be. Oh, it's over 3 years. $15,000 over 3 years, probably, yeah.
That's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's stuff that
you
did.
Trip to Hawaii every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. It is.
And so, everybody just stop. Before you go out and start buying, because I see people already out there doing it, just think about it. And it was one morning after Christmas, I saw all the paper. And I worked at a grocery store, and I knew how much we were throwing in the baler, what was going, good things were going in the garbage, and I just stopped it. And then we went to Leavenworth. That's our first experience as Christmas. We just didn't do it. We went to Christmas in Leavenworth. We had a really good time sledding. In fact, the kids said that was the best Christmas ever because we were together and having fun, but I didn't have to take things back. I didn't have to throw the paper away. I didn't have to find places for things we did not need. And plus, I didn't get sick. I always got sick because I was shopping at a mall under fluorescent lights, drinking way too much coffee. And let's look at the seasons. This is not a time to go out and get crazy. This is a time to hibernate, take care of yourself, and be with family and friends.
Absolutely.
And clean out your closets. No, just kidding.
But working on it.
You're working on it. Well, I think we'll take one more break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned.
Living Shelter Architects offers innovative design solutions for healthy and resilient homes, restorative small businesses, and mission-driven organizations with the goal of positively impacting our community and our planet. They strive to make sustainable design affordable and accessible. Based in Issaquah, Washington, they serve their Pacific Northwest clients from the San Juan Islands to the Yakima wine country. For a free consultation, visit livingshelter.com today.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Mighty House Construction is a family business that knows a well-crafted, comfortable, and healthy home can also be resilient, eco-friendly, and energy efficient. They also know that a home that uses less energy to do more things is a home that is built right and will save you money every day. Mighty House Construction has been bridging comfort, quality, and sustainability in Seattle homes for more than 10 years. See their work and learn more about their process at mightyhomeconstruction.com.
Studies have shown that time spent in nature provides healing benefits, especially at Scalitude Retreat, an off-grid sanctuary in the beautiful Methow Valley. Set amongst old-growth trees with expansive mountain views and endless peace and quiet, Scalitude gives the experience of wilderness with the comforts of home. The facilities can sleep 2 to 25 guests for retreats, family reunions, weddings, or just a gathering of friends wanting a rejuvenating getaway. Check our calendar for special events including yoga, vision quest, shamanism, personal health and wellness, and more. Come visit. Just being here is reason enough. See us online at scalitude.com. That's SKALITUDE.com.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Laura Elfline is in the studio with us. We did have like a changing of the guards. Traffic was a little bit fun.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like today is sort of in slow motion so far. Even though I've been up since 5 a.m., the whole day has just sort of been this slow motion day. And traffic has just emulated that feeling.
It's Mercury retrograde and a full moon. I don't know what's going on, but I feel the same way. So let's talk.
Yeah. So one of the things that I was thinking about before this for the show this week is that we are on the cusp of Black Friday and the holiday madness and just, you know, taking a big breath around that and like thinking about how to do things differently every year, thinking about how to make sure you don't get caught up in that spin like you've been talking about, being that person at Target at 4 a.m. buying all the plastic things from China. We don't want to do that. And we know we don't want to do that. So how do we think ahead and how do we, you know, use the holidays as another opportunity to practice sustainability?
And again, I didn't know any better because I was doing all that stuff. And like I was telling you at break, I had to be the Grinch and dress up to promote this video that came out. And I watched the movie too many times, but then I started thinking about landfills and how much stuff I have thrown away and how many. Then I started recycling, of course, and now we don't know where that stuff's going. But it's just we need to stop. Mm-hmm. We don't have, we're not sustainable. The earth cannot handle this anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think, I know, I remember someone at one point saying to me, what's wrong with me buying water bottles all the time? And he's like, I recycle them. And I said, you know what? It's not about the recycling of the water bottles. It's reducing, reusing, and then recycling. And actually, now you can look it up. There's like a list of like 10 R's. Mm-hmm. It's like this big cycle now that they talk about and salvaging and regifting and everything. And so just being really mindful to reduce first and foremost every single time. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday when I was traveling around the city and I was like, oh, I'm going over there for this meeting. I also have that other thing that I need to pick up. And that's relatively in the same area. I should factor in time to do it then so I don't have to make another trip. Not only does that save my time, but it saves on the carbon that my car's putting out to make that trip again. So just thinking of that through every single moment of the day.
And then like when I was in Kauai the last time, there's plastic all over the beach. A lot of it is the broken toys, plastic toys. It's heartbreaking. It's part of the sand now. You can't go to a beach and not see it anymore. But I started using all my glass containers over and over again. I mean, I used to get Tupperware. Now I don't. Cloth napkins, using towels. There's so many things we can do, but you have to be so conscious.
Right.
Pretty much all day long, because sometimes I walk into a store, I'm hungry, I pull out a plastic container, put the salad in it, get in my car and go, oh my God, I just did something I'm totally against, and I did it anyway. So
right.
Convenience, right?
And I think we have to give ourselves some latitude and forgiveness. I think there's definitely for me a lot of guilt around things that I do that I know to do better. But sometimes it's just what you have to do. It's about living in your best moment, in that moment of your life. And so sometimes that best moment isn't about preparing your lunch ahead of time and you end up going to a store and buying it in a plastic container, you know? And sometimes it is. It's doing that for weeks on end and just really trying to give yourself forgiveness for doing the best you can. I think one of the things I talk a lot about in sustainable building is having the conversation with yourself and with others about why you're making the decision you're making. Why does that decision make sense? You know, we really encourage folks to use more sustainable products for their decking materials, for instance. And sometimes they just choose cedar, which, even though it's a local wood, it needs to be maintained all the time. It gets replaced all the time. It's a lot of labor and energy that goes into that, and more carbon output. And yet, there's lots of people who choose cedar for a whole lot of reasons. But the fact that we have the conversation and that they think it through and then make a decision that cedar's the best solution for them at that time, that's an act of sustainability, because you've been thinking it through and you've chosen what's working best for your family at that moment.
And that's one thing the sustainability, but also toxicity. And you've been on the show many times, and I love going that way, because people don't know. I know this. I don't buy candles that are toxic. You know, I buy the beeswax, and I know what's in them and stuff. But just the stuff in your home that you think is trendy and lovely and this and that, even toys made of plastic, or like we were talking about, carpets, or even your clothes. I mean, all those things you buy can also make you ill.
Yeah.
If that's not a good incentive, is to think twice about buying and buying less, because we don't know what's in those clothes.
Right. Right. Yeah. And actually, that makes me think about your bedroom in and of itself, where you store those clothes that have chemicals in the fabric, and your mattress and your pillows and all the other fabrics in your space, and maybe flooring. Like, you spend, ideally, 8 hours a day in your bedroom. A third of your life is spent in your bedroom. So making that as least toxic as possible is really critical to your overall health.
And I want to say, God bless you, Soaring Heart in Bellevue,
because
they gave me a pillow. And it really does make a difference. What's in your pillows, what's in your bedding, and just like you said, just that part, and having your window slightly open and really thinking twice about burning those candles in your home when you have little kids or anything. But they were talking about cribs. Just think about babies. Yeah. And they might have this weird allergy and you don't know what it is. Check out what you're putting on them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Baby Johnson & Johnson, most toxic stuff you will ever come across.
Yeah.
And my grandson was sick all the time. I'm like, quit putting that in his bath. And, of course, the rash went away. Yeah. Isn't that heartbreaking?
It's heartbreaking. God. It's heartbreaking. They've spent decades and decades and decades saying that they were safest for your babies, and they just never were. Never were, still aren't.
Let's talk petroleum-based products. Hello. I was working at Albertsons, and they said, hey, what lotion would you want? You know, here's huge amounts of supplies of this stuff. I go, not one of these things I put on my body. If you would like to walk over to the baking aisle, I have olive oil and coconut oil, those are the ones you want to put on your body, because your body is a breathing, your skin, it breathes.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a plastic bag over your body and see how that feels? That's petroleum, right?
Right.
And petroleum's in everything.
Yeah. So I think, you know, this holiday season, we just really need to focus on the trips that you're taking to the stores, focus on where you're buying your things and how they support the environment and healthy solutions. You know, next two Fridays from now is Black Friday. But the following week, we have Giving Tuesday. So if you can avoid some of the Black Friday and just going out and being lured by sale prices for things that you may or may not even need, then and maybe even opt outside. REI has their big hashtag opt outside program, where they say avoid all the shopping on Friday and Black Friday. Go on a hike. Go in a boat. Go do something for your body. Go forest bathe. And take care of yourself.
And see how you feel if you went to the mall all day, or how you took your kids to the beach or for a walk in the woods. And how do you feel when you get home? And notice how your kids feel, too.
Yeah. Oh,
kids
my
do
gosh.
Not want to shop. I mean, they do. They want they stuff. Do. They want to hang out there. But kids, I see people dragging little kids around. I'm like, they don't want to be in that mall. And I want to go, too, before break, is local. Buying local.
Yeah.
And buying from or volunteering. But I used to be the director of Snohomish, and I know how important it is to buy from the merchants. It's Main Street program is what it was, and not go to the mall. Or now we have Amazon. So in the next year or two, everything's going to change.
Yep.
Everything's going to change.
Yep. I think we do have Amazon, and that's super convenient, especially if you have gifts you're sending elsewhere in the States. But you can still really be picky on Amazon. You know, they have all those detailed photos. You can kind of get a sense of quality sometimes. The comments and the question and answer things will often have things about the product. I bought a boiling water pitcher for my counter, and I researched and researched and found one that didn't have any plastics on the inside where the water's touching, except for very at the very tip of the spout. There's just a little bit of plastic, but the rest of the thing doesn't have any plastic on the inside, and that was really important to me, and I only found that out because I did my research. I wanted to do something better. I wanted to make that choice for our family. And actually, I bring that same unit to my office, so I'm making that choice for my staff as well. Even though it was a little bit more of expensive of a unit, it's a healthier solution for us all.
The pros and cons. Because you think you're not driving to the store to get things, but yet they're driving to you to deliver it. Mm-hmm. But yet you're saying, too, that you can research things and maybe buy from someone in our country or buy something that's healthier. We have so many choices. That's why I can't go to Whole Foods anymore. I can't walk in because I am so overwhelmed. I literally walk out and they're like, nothing. I can't get anything because I don't know what to buy. What could I buy? But, you know, I do like Trader Joe's a little bit because it's pretty much nice. It's nice stuff. It's inexpensive, but it's less is more for me, too. My mind can only handle so much information right now.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue we've had with Trader Joe's over the years is the packaging, but they've definitely made some commitments to upgrading that and doing better around the packaging. I think although, you know, it might be overwhelming to go to Whole Foods, at least you know you're going to a store who's committed to choosing products that are healthy for you or healthier than other products, even if they can't find the perfect solution. And so you can make good or better choices there.
One of my coolest things is I bought one of those big old baskets, and it's my purse. And people are like, that's such a great idea. You know, you just bring in this big basket as long as you're not shopping for a huge family.
Right.
But I try to shop, you know, so I don't throw food away. That's another thing, not to buy so much that it's buried in the back and you go through it and you're checking good food. Less is more again. But just to have that little basket all the time, even clothes stores, I bring it in. I look silly. Sometimes I think I'm shoplifting, but I'm not. I just don't want to have a bag.
Right.
And then I'm at Starbucks and I say, no cup, no lid, you know, and then they double cup it and put the lid on. And I'm like, you just did twice as much as I didn't want to do. But sometimes they have the mug still, so you can go in and do that if you need to. But it's just, again, being more conscious.
Yep, absolutely.
And what can we do but just one little thing at a time, and that's how we make big changes. So I think we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Get away for the day to the Center for Wooden Boats on beautiful Camino Island. The Center for Wooden Boats is a registered 501c3 nonprofit that promotes Northwest maritime heritage through education, interpretation, and hands-on experience in building, maintaining, and using historic small craft. The Kama Center for Wooden Boats is located at Kama Beach State Park on Camino Island, 60 miles north of Seattle, and is easily accessible by bridge. Rent a boat or spend the day walking more than 6,000 feet of beach and enjoy the sweeping views of Saratoga Passage, Whidbey Island, and the Olympic Mountain Range. Visit CWB.org, that's CWB.org, online for hours of operation, how to rent the waterfront boatman's cabin, and get volunteer or membership information. Parking is provided by Kama Beach State Park, and a Discover Pass is required. Plan your adventure today.
Escape to Camino Island for the day at River's Edge Spa and Wellness Center. Owner Katie Kinman Story invites you to step off the treadmill and give yourself the gift of Zen. At River's Edge, professional practitioners offer affordable spa treatments that include organic facials, massage, LED light therapy, and reflexology. A healthier life is a series of choices you make daily. Today, choose you. Schedule your appointment at riversedgespa.com or like them on Facebook to see monthly specials.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Woo! love being in the flow of life. Okay, then. So in the studio with me is Laura Elfline. And I just want to mention that you and Terry do the third Friday.
Absolutely. Yep. Terry Phelan and myself.
And again, what you two do?
We are both working in sustainable building and green building industries. Terry's an architect with Living Shelter Architects. And I am a builder as well as sell infrared heating solutions. So my company is Mighty House Construction and Mighty Energy Solutions.
And because you're so amazing, I'm like, I need some help. And you're like, we'll do it for you. And I said, yay. But again, every time I hang out with you too, or any of my guests that you bring on, and they just educate me just a little bit more. And then I just kind of say, oh, wait, I'm going to make some changes.
Yeah. You know, Terry and I came together on this show in part because we are part of a community called the Northwest Eco Building Guild. And one of the things, I've volunteered most of my life. I've volunteered for an organization and or many. And I'd have to say that the folks that are involved with the Northwest Eco Building Guild are some of the most authentic folks that I know. Like, we are all just happy to be pushing forward the things that we find important. And, you know, it's sort of silly because we talk about this word co-opetition, and we are competing with each other. All us builders are competing with each other, or all the architects are. But we're happy to lose a job to one of our cohorts at the Eco Building Guild because we know that that person's going to be taken care of. You know, it's harder for me when I lose a job to an unknown builder. I always worry about them. Are they going to get the right solutions? Are they going to have a healthy home? Or are they going to get a home that's full of crumb and make it them sick? And are they going to have someone that does inappropriate business practices? Or are they going to be all good? And so I think that brought us together. And that whole sustainability thing is so important. I think it gets confused. People don't always know what sustainability is. For me, it's about finding that sweet spot between what you need and what you want. Sometimes that's an aesthetic or a function change, and healthiness and budget. And so I think, you know, trying to find that balance between what it is that you're looking to do, whether that's in your home structure or what you're bringing into your home, what is it that you're really trying to accomplish? What's the task? Is the thing? How do you do that in the most healthy manner that is going to affect? Because if you're looking for products that are going to be healthy for you, the likelihood is they're also healthy for the planet, and then they're healthy for our community and everybody else around us and the people who have made them and the whole process. And so it's really important to think about the health of a thing. How was it made? What is it going to do when it gets to your home? And then how does that affect your budget? It's not sustainable to do things that are well outside of your budget confines. That's not sustainable. You know, I think that happens a lot this holiday season, is that people feel this need to give and give better. And, you know, my kids are after me about the new iPhones. Like, I would spend $1,000 on a phone that my kids are going to lose.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? No way. But they're after me, and it's so hard because they want it so bad. And it's hard to say no when someone wants something so bad. And people do it all the time. They say yes to the things that they know are outside of their budget, outside of what they approve of in the world, just because they want someone else to feel good. And we need to pull back on that a little bit. We need to do things that we know are right and that also recognize the person that we're giving it to. I know a few people on my Facebook feed recently have been talking about how they're not doing gifts or they're not doing something, and their family will just have to live with it for the gift-giving season. And I thought, you know, yes. And if you're going to give a gift to someone, you want it to be special for them, not you. And so I think, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. Just think about the person that you're giving to. What is important to them? If you have decided to just give money to organizations and make donations in people's names, don't do it about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it on organizations that they care about. You know, it might be a health-focused organization like the American Lung Association. Maybe they have lung issues, or they have a family member that died from lung cancer, and you want to support them and show that support. Donate to the American Lung Association. If you, you know, want to do something like solution-oriented firms, you could donate to Heifer or to Water First. You know, Heifer helps provide training and livestock and agriculture to impoverished countries and communities. And Water First helps provide clean water into communities so they can stop spending all of their time going to get water and bring it back to their community. And those are great organizations, and one of those things might be important to the people you're giving to, and you can just do a little research and find those things out. It might even be a people-focused organization around like social equity, like Got Green is a fantastic organization trying to work with minorities and get them into more sustainable jobs, at living wage jobs, and a nonprofit called Facing Homelessness that's newer in Seattle, and they're doing amazing work with the homeless and supporting the block project of getting small, tiny homes into people's backyards and building community around folks that are underhoused and need to regain a community.
Well, I say more creativity, one, mm-hmm. and bring your kids along. Because my daughter, they have money and they buy lots of stuff at Christmas. But 2 years ago, they decided to take Ethan, he was like 8 at the time, and have him pick out gifts for a child that didn't have shoes and such. Totally changed his perception on Christmas.
Right, right. I think one of the other great things that we have in our area is, I don't know if this is the case in all communities, because I've lived in the Seattle region all of my life, but we have a tremendous number of artists that are just fantastic in our communities. And one of my favorite things and our family's favorite thing is to go and try to find gifts at the local holiday craft and art markets. There are some amazing ones coming up. You know, Burien's having theirs this weekend. The Duwamish tribe is having their native holiday gift fair next weekend, or the 29th through the 30th. Art Under 100, that's produced by the South Park Arts Association, is a total party. They have a DJ, they have beverages of all types and some snacks, and all the artists are committed to having art that is under $100. And we buy probably half of our holiday gift lists at that event. It is so fantastic to be able to support those artists. They have such amazing things.
From human beings.
From human beings. I mean, talk about buying local. I mean, some of the artists there are from the region, but a lot of them are from South Park, Georgetown, West, like the South Seattle. Rainier Beach is having theirs December 7th. And they're, you know, they're also focused on bringing in folks from their community. I think I always see about maybe 50-50 of folks from that immediate neighborhood versus, and they're usually like the new upcoming artists because they have seen it in their neighborhood. And then you have folks from the region that are just trying to do what they do best and keep afloat. And so support them.
I used to do the Taste of Health and Inspiration for the holidays. And basically it was a handmade. It could be soaps or candles, jewelry, local, which is, of course, you're buying from the person that makes the thing right in front of you. Artists, musicians. I'd had C-Star come out. She sang. I had winemakers come out. Raw Chocolate, Jody's down in Green Lake. I mean, it was people that are still in business, or Tristan Classic, and you give a box of vegetables. But you're literally taking the person, Northwest Canopy Tours. All those people would come to my event. You buy the music, the CD from the musician. You basically buy the art from the artist. And it was probably my best. It was 7 of them I did. 7 years. That's when I got rid of Christmas. But that was a really great thing. And I still follow those rules that I want to make sure that I know who made the product, because I'm allergic to lavender. And yesterday I almost got a facial with lavender. But I could ask. I could talk. She read the labels. And my face didn't swell up. You know, it's really important to know who's making your stuff. So, again, I'm going to give a shout-out to Soaring Heart one more time.
Yeah.
Amazing company in Bellevue.
Amazing, for sure. You know, Second Use also does a handmade market. And what's one of the things, Second Use Building Materials in Seattle. And one of the cool things about their market is that a lot of the artists are using salvaged materials in their art, too. So it's that reduce factor again. You know, they're starting from something else before they even produce. And that's December 14th.
Recycling.
I know. It's so great. I mean, and at these events, too, I think, you know, when you say arts and so forth, sometimes people think it's going to be expensive. And it's oftentimes not. My kids also find gifts for their friends and each other at these events. And so there's definitely price points and items for everyone.
and Van was talking about memories. The things I have not given up are the letters that my son wrote when he forgot Mother's Day. You know, it's the things, Mom, you're the best mom God gave me. Or, you know, it's those little things that they handmade or gave to me from their heart, yep. you know, with their handprint. Or those are the things I guess are the, I still have those things right. in a box. But in the end, I get more out of that. In fact, my daughter just texted me a letter I wrote her for Christmas. So I don't give gifts. I just wrote each kid a letter as adults. And she just still thinks that's the coolest thing. And when I see that from a 35-year-old, I'm like, yay. So there's so many things we can do.
So many things. And, of course, there's all the handmade gifts. I mean, people really do love to eat. And so giving foods that you've made that are amazing, like, that's totally a cool gift. Doesn't have to be. And, you know, one of the things that I really miss is that there was this organization called CoolMom.org, and they were a focus group on climate change and moms and how we can make a difference as moms. And they would do a toy swap every year. It was the coolest toy swap ever. I did not buy one gift those years that toy swap was going on that was new. I only got from the toy swap, and it was amazing.
And one more thing is, you can give a gift any time of year, right?
You absolutely
When I have a friend
can.
That says, Dina, I was thinking of you, and they hand me something, I get so emotional, because it's when you're thinking of that person, and maybe I was down that day, and it really did change my life. So it doesn't have to be one day of year. And so we're just trying to help you maybe come up. If you pick one thing and you got something out of the show, then our work is done.
Yeah.
But you'll be back next month.
Yeah, next month, third Friday.
Ooh, right before Christmas.
Yes.
Yay. You'll be here for the solstice. Awesome. So I guess we're going to leave the show. We're going to play Legacy of Green. It's from our album, Coming Back Again. You can get that on my website, Dina at dina-marie.com, or it's on Strange Earth Records. You can go check them out there, too. .com. Thank you, Van Conner, for being in the studio, and thank you, Laura, and thank you always, Benny, for being who you are. Join us next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.